It's 5 o'clock on another Sunday afternoon, which means you're now listening to Waxy's Dargle. Edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you live here on Radio 101.5 UM FM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it from both near and far. To kick off today's show, we're going to take a listen to the Celt Grass sounds of Wee Banjo 3, an award-winning quartet from Galway made up of two sets of brothers, Edda and Fergus Cahill, along with Martin and David Howley. We're going to hear a song from the group's fifth recording, Haven, and a song called Light in the Sky, Wee Banjo 3, here on 101.5.
Cause you left your home and everything you own just to follow the stars in the sky. You left those green, green hills for them city thrills, awash with your fear and your pride. There is a light in the sky. Open up your follow the voices, hear the sound, find your truth, you're homeward bound. Your spirit faded thin, dreams they caved in, hope almost turned its back. But follow the light. Sky, open up you. as it traces a line across your heart. Let light be your friend and take you back from the end. Wait, and the clouds are sure to part. There is a light in the sky. Open up your weary eyes. Follow the voices, hear the sound. Find your truth, you're homeward bound. There is a light in the sky. Open up your weary eyes. Follow the voices, hear the sound. Find your truth, you're homeward bound. There is a light in the sky. Open up your weary eyes. Follow the voices, hear the sound. Find your truth, you're homeward bound.
Sit all night. car, driving home by myself, not alone. One more fish in the net, not even halfway yet. Cities surrounding me, concrete is drowning me. Seems like a pretty good time to go climb a tree. Paperwork pushers, you can't tell me what to do. Cubicle politics, underhand dirty tricks. All your technology still won't acknowledge me. Seems like a pretty good time to go climb a tree. Shrink wrapped and sterilized, fairy tales in disguise. Photoshop, auto-tune, served on a silver spoon. Virtual parody of a humanity. Seems like a pretty good time to go climb a tree. From the city glow, there is a place we go. Green growing paradise, come with me, don't think twice. I've got the remedy for this calamity. Seems like a pretty good time to go climb a tree. Yeah, to go climb a tree.
If you're just joining me, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you live here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. And as part of our opening set on this afternoon's show, we just heard California's Gaelic Storm, a band that can trace its roots back to a 1996 session at O'Brien's Irish Pub in Santa Monica, California. We heard the title track to Gaelic Storm's 13th album. It's called Go Climb a Tree, and the lead vocals on that track were ably handled by Patrick Murphy, who was born in Ireland's the County Cork. Before Gaelic Storm, one of my favorite female singers from Glasgow, Eddie Reader, who is known both for her work with Fairground Attraction as well as her successful solo career. And this year, Eddie marks her 40th year as a performer with a release of a new solo album. It's titled Cavaliered. We heard her arrangement of a traditional song called Pangir Bon and the Primrose Lass. Kicked off today's show with Galway's Wee Banjo 3 with a song called Light in the Sky, featuring the vocals of Dave Howley. Comes from Wee Banjo 3's newest recording. It's simply titled Haven. This is a good place to mention that if you have a special request or suggestions for any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Wax These Dargo shows. Or if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, or would just like to say hi, you can give me a call here at the studio this afternoon at 204-269-UMFM. That's 269-8636. And you can also get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with some music, especially for Remembrance Day. So try and stay with us. Today is Remembrance Day, and marks the 100th anniversary of the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, as the First Great War, the war billed to end all wars, came to an end. As we pay tribute to those who fought and those who died in all the wars and peacekeeping operations that Canada has been involved in, here's a set of music especially for Remembrance Day, starting off with Newfoundland's Terry Kelly with a song that he wrote called A Pittance of Time, here on 101.5.
They fought and some died for their homeland. They fought and some died, now it's our land. Look at his little child, there's no fear in her eyes. Could he not show respect for other dads who have died? Take 2 minutes, would you mind? It's a pittance of time for the boys and the girls who went over. In peace may they rest, may we never forget why they died. It's a pittance of time. God forgive me for wanting to strike him. Give me strength so as not to be like him. My heart pounds in my breast, fingers pressed to my lips. My throat wants to bawl out, my tongue barely resists. But 2 minutes I will bide. It's a pittance of time for the boys and the girls who went over. In peace may they rest, may we never forget why they died. It's a pittance of time. The heroes at home, they have casualties, battles, and fears of their own. There's a price to be paid if you go, if you stay. Freedom's fought for and won in numerous ways. Take 2 minutes, would you mind? It's a pittance of time for the boys and the girls all over. May we never forget our young become vets at the end of the line. It's a pittance of time. It takes courage to fight in your own war. It takes courage to fight someone else's war. Our peacekeepers tell of their own living hell. They bring hope to foreign lands that hate mongers can't kill. Take 2 minutes, would you mind? It's a pittance of time for the boys and the girls who go over. In peacetime, our best still don battle dress and lay their lives on the line. It's a pittance of time. In peace may they rest, lest we forget why they died. Take a pittance of time.
They told all the fine young men, ah, when this war is over, there will be peace, and the peace will last forever in Flanders fields, at Lone Pine and Beersheba. For king and country, honor and duty, the young men fought and cursed and wept and died. They told all the fine young men, ah, when this war is over, in your country's grateful heart, we will cherish you forever. Tobruk and Alamein, Buna and Kokoda, in a world mad with war, like the fathers before, the young men fought, cursed and wept and died. Many of those fine young men, all the wars are over, they found their peace. It's the peace that lasts forever. When the call comes again, they will not answer. They're just forgotten bones, lying far from their homes, forgotten as the cause for which they died. Ah, Bluey, can you see now why they lied?
The sun was shining on the English Channel on a ferry off the coast of France. And it was summer and a pleasant morning, and high above gulls wheeled and danced. And high above the cliffs of morning, the gun emplacements had stood in the ranks. And I walked over to the railings and heard the ghosts of the Calgary tanks. And I remember pictures I'd seen in history books and magazines of three men standing, smoking, staring among the dead on a rocky beach. And in the light of that pleasant morning, as we sailed under the cliffs above, I thought of all their silent prayers and the final thoughts of the ones they loved. That they left behind at prairie stations, waving to their pride and joy, waving to the smiling faces of the soldier boys. No waves of grain could claim the fallen, just the channel cold and grey as steel. And no return to the rolling prairie or a silent cross on a lonely field. The sun was shining on the rolling prairie, far from the channel, cold and grey. Shone on the families, friends and lovers of the prairie boys who fell that day. But they could not know on that sunny morning the future held for them no joy. They'd wait in vain at prairie stations, wait in vain for the soldier boys.
Story that was written long ago about a king.
That was a special set of music, especially for Remembrance Day. You just heard Tia McGrath, fine singer-songwriter who hails from Port Dover in southern Ontario. We heard a track from her new seventh album, Stubborn in My Blood. We heard her cover of One Tin Soldier, a 1960s era anti-war song written by Canadian songwriters Dennis Lambert and Brian Potter. And One Tin Soldier tells the story of a hidden treasure and two neighboring tribes, this peaceful mountain kingdom and the warlike valley kingdom. And coveting the treasure of the mountains, the valley people ultimately invade and slaughter the mountain people. Said treasure turns out to be simply three words inscribed on the other underside of a rock called Peace on Earth. Before Tia, we heard Scotland's Malinky with a song called Flowers of Saskatchewan, a song written by Juno Award winner David Francie. And this song is all about the tragic results of the Dieppe raid on August 19th, 1942, when almost 1,000 Canadian soldiers died and close to another 2,000 were taken prisoner. And the album is called The Unseen Hours, and David actually joined Malinky in on this track on harmony vocals. In front of Malinky, we heard Eric Bogle, who over the years has written several classic anti-war songs. We heard All the Fine Young Men, a song written by Eric to, shall we say, show how the succeeding generation over the past 100 years has been involved in different wars, or is it just the same war repeating itself? Kicked off that set of special songs for Remembrance Day with Newfoundland's Terry Kelly and a song that he wrote called A Pittance of Time. Comes from an album titled The Power of the Dream. A reminder that you can give me a call here at the studio this afternoon, so let me know what you think of the show and any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxies Dargle shows by calling 204-269-8636. And you can also get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And you can check out today's and past show playlists, as well as available Waxies Dargle podcasts by going to the programming schedule under the programming tab on the new UMFM homepage. And that's at umfm.com. And then go down to Waxies Dargle at 5 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. You can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page at Waxies Dargle Radio. Getting back to some more music, up next we have a song by Scotland's Siobhan Miller, who was born in Pennycook, a town near Edinburgh. And Siobhan is a graduate in Scottish music from Glasgow's Royal Scottish Academy of Music and Drama. With a track from her debut solo album from 2014 called Flight of Time, here's Siobhan Miller with a song called Scotland's Winter, here on 101.5.
Now the ice lays in
Scotland's Rachel Newton, a fine singer and harp player. We heard her Celtified arrangement of Dolly Parton's Jolene. A track that comes from Rachel's brand new third solo album. It's simply titled West. In front of Rachel Newton, also from Scotland, Siobhan Miller, with a song called Scotland's Winter. One of my favorite tracks from her debut solo album from 2014. It's titled Flight of Time. My name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Doggle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM. Let's take one more break, and then I'll be right back to wrap up today's show. So don't run away. You're invited to tune in again next Sunday right here on 101.5 at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon. And remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, first we have England's Maz O'Connor with a song called Nightcap. And then we'll follow that up with some Celtic music from the North Shore of Prince Edward Island with 10 strings and a goatskin and a piece of music called Shoot the Moon. So good night, take care, have a great week. Until we catch you next time here on 101.5, stay tuned for Gail up next with the Comfort Cafe. Here's Maz O'Connor and 10 Strings and a Goatskin. Bye for now.
You always were the one who tried to carry on. Time for a nightcap. Come back to mine for one. And I heard you were a singer, so come on. Give us a song. Give us a song. Do you know? Who knows where the time goes? Do you know? Don't think twice. A pretty song. If you stay with me tonight, I'll sing you one of mine. And we've nothing here but plans to make and sleepless nights to waste. Nights to waste. So do you know? Who knows where the time goes? Do you know? Don't think twice. So there's a song in my head and a space in my bed. Now the most.